Danny McCoe, Dean of Workforce, is joining us today. So, Danny, we're talking about short-term certificates. First of all, what is a short-term certificate? Explain that to us.
Well, thanks, Russell. Thank you for having me here. Short-term certificate programs, well, they're short. They save students from paying for schooling any longer than what's necessary. Completion of the program allows graduates to enter the workforce as soon as practical, leading quickly to a paycheck. Short-term programs emphasize instruction on tangible, real-world skills that allow students to be ready to work as soon as they complete the program. They are often the kind of skills that cross career lines as well.
So talk about some of the short-term certificates that WCJC offers, if they do.
Well, short-term certificate programs offer several benefits, right? Making them an attractive option for many individuals. So some of those benefits are quick entry into the workforce. These programs can often be completed in a few months, allowing you to start working and earning sooner. Some of the other benefits, they're cost-effective. Short-term certificate programs are generally a little more affordable because they're shorter than a college degree. They develop skills, so it's skill development that focuses on specific skills that are in demand, making you job ready and with practical hands-on experience, right? They're flexible. Many programs offer flexible schedules, including online options, making it easier to balance with other commitments. Networking opportunities. So some of these will have clinicals in them where you'll go out to an organization and spend some time with them, which allows you to network a little bit while you're getting the certification. A lot of those organizations, I'll be honest with you, they offer our students jobs after they spend some time with them. It enhances your resume. You know, when you go out to an employer, you may not be done with your associate's degree yet, but what we're developing, I'll speak about in a little bit, is some credentials that you'll earn along the way of getting your degree. So you can put that on your resume, go in to apply for a job. When you're getting interviewed, you can tell them, look, I'm not done with my associate's degree yet. I'm still working on it, but let me tell you what I've done. In the first semester, I earned this certification, and say it could be Excel data analytics that you studied in your first semester. So you have that skill that's valuable to that organization where they could hire you then as you continue to work on your associate's degree.
So school's going to start here fairly soon and, you know, constantly evolving here at WCJC. What's new in education at WCJC?
So the state of Texas is putting more emphasis on work skills training. We had things called ICLCs and OSAs for many years, but they didn't receive much focus in the past, but that's changing. That's changed in the last Texas legislative session. We're now building multiple pathways to skills-based employment, education, and opportunities. So we're offering more institutional credentials leading to licensure or certification. And additionally, we're adding occupational skills awards, OSAs. So these could be training that is or is not in our degreed programs. For instance, in our continuing education division that's non-credit, we teach a large list of courses that give you a certification that's recognized by business and industry throughout Texas and the nation. These certifications, they increase your knowledge for advancement or different jobs within a company if you want to try to move around in your job or if you want to apply for a promotion or something, you know. So if you see an area in your company that says they need a certification in project management, you can take that in continuing education. Really within less than 4 months, you can get that certification, right? And that's a national certification. So some of the non-credit occupational skills awards that we've added this year here at Wharton College is emergency medical technician, medical clinical assistant, billing and coding, phlebotomy, cosmetology manicurist, basic chemical specialist, pharmacy technician. So these are certifications that you can earn less than 6 months, really, 6 months or less, and be able to apply for a job and go to work. On the credit side of the college, we're doing something that I think is really pretty neat. We mentioned it a little bit earlier, but you can come into the college, register and pay for a associate's degree in, say, EMS. That could take you up to 2 years to get your certification. But as I mentioned earlier, each semester we now have an occupational skills award that you earn in each semester. So you earn a credential in each semester as you go along. So again, that makes you more attractive to get readily employed. And the ideal thing is to get a job with a company that will support your education, help pay for your tuition. So the quicker we can get you some certifications and on the job, and remember to continue continue to work on your associate's degree and complete that. Because you never know when you want to get promoted into management or supervision or something, you'll be wanting that associate's degree. But the key thing is, you don't have to wait till you complete your associate's degree to become attractive to an employer. So that's what some of the short-term certifications do for us.
Dan McCoe, Dean of Workforce. Where do our listeners go for more information about short-term certification, short-term training?
So the easiest way is to get information on our degrees and short-term certificates by utilizing the college website. Really, most all the information you need is there. That's wcjc.edu. There you can click on programs to review what you are interested in. Click on admissions to learn how to sign up for classes. And if you're still not sure what you would like to do to get on the path to your career, then click on support. We have advisors that will visit with you and show you what is available for what you are interested in. There's a long list of options. We have many, many short-term certifications, and the advisors can help you know how to take advantage of them and get the job you're most interested in. If you click on admissions, you'll be able to see what options are available for financial support. So don't worry about the cost of college. There are many options. There's many organizations that work with our college and many options available to help our students with paying tuition and getting their college education leading to employment they desire. You can always call the college if you're not finding what you want on the website. It's 979-532-4560 if you want to speak to someone as well.
Danny McCoe, good information. We really appreciate it.
All righty. Thank you, Russell. I appreciate the KULP.
And we'll be right back.